House Operator by Randall Garrett and Robert Silverberg, writing as S. M. Tenishaw. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. House Operator by Randall Garrett and Robert Silverberg. At poker, Rafferty knew he could beat any man alive. Now, needing money badly, he walked into the Ganymede Casino looking for a patsy. Rafferty was a gambler of the old school. He didn't believe in any of the fancy electronic gadgets that the casinos went in for these days. Didn't much care for the psionic games of chance and other tricky and probably rigged affairs. Give him a good poker game any time, and he would be happy. He stood in the door of the Ganymede Casino, outlining himself against the gaudy lights flashing within, standing there patiently. Inside, the rich and would-be rich of a dozen planets were enjoying themselves, playing the brightly lit games and throwing money around in handfuls. Rafferty waited for some attention. His hand slid to the bulky roll in his pocket. 100 credit bills, 10,000 smackers in all. It was all Rafferty had. He was here to triple it or else. Tomorrow, 30,000 had to be handed over to Lee Walsh. It was the result of the one mistake Rafferty had made. Walsh was a big-time gambler, with ulcers and high blood pressure and $10 million in the bank. Rafferty was straight middle time, a man who genuinely enjoyed his chancy profession. And Walsh had said, "Why don't you play something I like to play? All the time, poker, poker, poker. Why don't you switch to something else?" "I like poker," Rafferty said. "I win at poker. Why switch?" Walsh seemed to stiffen. "Let's have a little game of Planet Pharaoh, Rafferty. Just you and me. I'm tired of all this poker." "I don't like Planet Pharaoh. It's a lousy game. All those flashing lights, it's more like pinball than honest-to-darn gambling." "You ain't chicken, Rafferty." "Chicken? Yeah. Let's try some Planet Pharaoh." So they did. And Rafferty had sat by leadenly while Walsh cleaned him out. 30,000 shiny credits down the drain, and the debt due tomorrow at noon. You didn't Welsh on Walsh either. It was sort of a slogan. Rafferty didn't have the 30,000. He had two alternatives. He could scrape up the cash somewhere and hand it over, or he could grab an out-system liner and get going toward Aldebaran and hope to live. He wouldn't, not for long. He decided to scrape up the cash, and there was one sure way to do that. Poker. Poker was getting to be an unpopular game, and there were two reasons for it. One was the advent of more popular new types of gambling devices. The other reason was that Rafferty was so good at it didn't pay to compete against him. He often had trouble getting up a game. People tended to slink away when they heard Rafferty wanted to play poker. He played it hard, and he played it mean, and he didn't lose too often. That was why he had come to the Ganymede Casino. On the big pleasure moon, anyone could find some sort of game going, and if he couldn't, the house would be glad to provide some competition. Rafferty didn't much like the idea of playing a house operator, but he was confident. He patted the 10 G's and waited. After a couple of minutes, an impeccably dressed man in tails came over to him and smiled courteously. "Yes, sir? My name is Rafferty. I'm looking for a poker game in the house. There one around I can get into?" The impeccable man frowned slightly. "I don't think so, Mr. Rafferty. Wouldn't you care to try our Roto, or the Planet Pharaoh, or Robot Roulette? I want to play poker," Rafferty said. The chips were down now. He had to stick to his specialty. Well, I'll see what I can do. Would you wait here, please? Rafferty waited. He waited while the impeccable man cruised around the huge game room, murmuring gently to someone here, someone there. In all cases, the response was the same. A shrug, a curious glance in Rafferty's direction, a quick and emphatic shake of the head. No one wanted to play. Usually, Rafferty could count on some fool millionaire anxious to try to best the great Rafferty at five-card stud. Not today, though. There were no takers. I'm sorry, Mr. Rafferty. I couldn't seem to promote a game. But the Planet Pharaoh? Poker, Rafferty said. Would you object to playing a two-handed game with one of our employees? The usher asked suddenly. Naturally, he'd be staked by the house, and I think you'll find him fit competition for you. Rafferty chewed at his lip. He needed the money, and if the house operator was staked by the casino, it might be possible to cart off quite a load. Okay, he grunted. Bring on your shill. The usher led him to a small, highly polished card table in the back and signaled to a man waiting to one side. Mr. Steele, this is Mr. Rafferty. Hello, Rafferty said. Pleased to meet you, said the other. His voice was a soft purr, his face an expressionless mask. Rafferty smiled. He was quick to size up his opponents, and this time he could tell he was up against a good one. Chips? A house girl had come by. She was clad only in a strip of something filmy across her breasts and another round her middle, and she had a tray full of chips. Rafferty casually handed her the 100 bills and accepted his stack of chips. She also gave him an unopened deck of cards. Care to? Rafferty asked, offering the cards to his opponent. No, go ahead. Methodically, Rafferty broke the seal, spilled the cards out, flipped the jokers to one side, and riffled through the deck. There were 52 of them all right, and they looked good. He started to shuffle. The first few hands passed quickly. Steele was a quiet, non-committal player who seemed to have a tremendous reserve of calmness. It wasn't too surprising, thought Rafferty, considering it wasn't his dough at stake. But a shill has professional pride. The first three deals were in the nature of warm-ups, and Rafferty emerged from them 20 or 30 credits to the good. He felt the cards moving the right way. Luck was with him tonight. He wondered if he could come away with a million. The casino had no limit. Fourth hand, he decided to experiment with some offensive tactics. Steele dealt. Rafferty scooped up his cards and looked them over. Jack, 4, 8, 7, king. Spade, club, spade, heart, diamond. Coolly, he fanned the cards out and pushed 100 credits toward the middle of the table. Steele saw him. How many? I'll stand pat. So will I. 500, Rafferty said. See that and raise it 100. I'll bump to 2. I'm with you, Steele said. What do you have? Without a facial flicker, Rafferty exposed his hand. Jack high, you? You beat me. It's your kitty. Rafferty scooped the pot in, frowning inwardly. He'd made his bluff, but Steele had been bluffing right along with him. It was only luck that the little man hadn't been holding a queen. Rafferty pulled Jack high again on the next deal, took 3, came up with...
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Nothing, and folded. On the next hand, both men played it cautiously, and Rafferty dropped 50 credits when Steele's pair of kings took his tens. Next deal, Rafferty again came up with nothing. Inwardly, he cursed. The cards weren't coming up as well as they had. He decided to bluff again, since the previous attempt hadn't yielded any information about his opponent's tactics. This time, he pushed the bet up to 1,000 before calling. 3 sevens, Steele said. You beat me, Rafferty said, and collapsed his hand. Mind if I look? Steele said. Yes, said Rafferty. He was surprised. It was a rank amateur's trick to ask to look at a hand that had been tossed in. Coming from a cool customer like Steele, it didn't make much sense. But slowly, Rafferty began to fathom the way his opponent's mind worked. And slowly, as his genius for the game asserted itself, Rafferty began to win. By 2100, his pile of chips totaled near 50,000. It was enough to pay off Walsh and still come out with a comfortable profit for the evening's work. But Rafferty didn't want to quit. He didn't play the game that way. He decided to go for a killing. He had Steele figured now, and he could take the house for a fortune. Nursing three jacks and a pair of fours, he pushed the betting higher and higher. Steele kept right with him. 3,000? I'll see you and raise one. Without letting expression cross his face, Rafferty pushed a few more credits out. Then a few more. Then a few more. 5,000 credits hung on this deal now. He remained totally blank-faced. That was the secret of poker, never to tip off an opponent to anything. Steele was good, but Steele kept giving himself away. Like now, for instance. Perhaps the shill didn't know it, but his right eyebrow was twitching faintly. So far, every time Steele had bluffed a weak hand, that eyebrow had twitched. Well, now Rafferty had him. He had a full house. It was going to take a bunch of fancy cards to top it. And Steele was almost certainly bluffing. 6,000, Rafferty said. 7. 7,500. It reached 9. Finally, Rafferty said, okay, what do you have? Casually, Steele lowered his hand. Jack, queen, 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 queen. That made 4 queens. He hadn't been bluffing. And Rafferty was out 9,000 credits. He kept his composure, but inwardly he was disturbed. By all rights, Steele had to be bluffing. But there they were, 4 queens. The game progressed. A few curious onlookers had gathered. By playing cautiously, Rafferty started piling up chips again. His winnings mounted to 100,000, 150. He had Steele figured now for sure. But it wasn't as sure as all that. Rafferty staked 5,000 on a straight flush. Steele saw him and added 500 on top of it. I'll go with you, Rafferty said. Here's another 1,000. Straight flush, queen high. Only 3 hands could possibly beat him, and one of them was a royal flush. It didn't seem likely. Besides, the lower corner of Steele's mouth was drawn back, as it usually was when he had a fairly good hand and was playing it big. The chips flew out madly. Rafferty watched the pile grow. neither man would let the cat die. 10. 12,000 credits now. 15. In 30 years of poker, Rafferty had never had 15,000 credits riding on one hand, but he was sure he had it. "What are you holding?" Steele asked finally. "Straight flush, queen high." He started to reach for the chips. Steele's mild, purring voice interrupted him. "What suit?" For the first time that night, Rafferty's composure left him. "Clubs," he stammered. "Spades," Steele said sweetly, and put down the 8 to queen, inclusive and consecutive. It just didn't figure, Rafferty thought glumly. He wasn't as annoyed over the wild improbability of two straight flushes the same hand as he was because he had failed to guess Steele's facial reaction properly. He had been dead wrong. He got wronger. Steele sat calmly without saying a word except when necessary and gobbled in the chips. It seemed to Rafferty that Steele was reading his every move. He was holding two pair and playing it big. Steele stayed right with him, and when the payoff came, 3-4s. 3-4s won. But Steele wouldn't have ridden that far on the trio unless he knew pretty well that Rafferty didn't have much to show. He seemed to know. And as the game progressed, he grew less and less readable himself. It was a strange reversal for Rafferty, who was accustomed to detect his opponent's idiosyncrasies within 3 deals and to play them mercilessly from then on. 2 kings, Rafferty said. 2 aces. Rafferty looked down at his pile of chips and counted them. 800 credits left. 800 lousy credits. It was just enough to book passage to Aldebaran. Rafferty slumped in his chair. The gambler in him urged him to go on, to try to win the 30,000 he needed and clear out. But another part of him told him it was futile. Steele was getting sharper and sharper, and it was inevitable he'd lose even the remaining 800. He didn't want that to happen. He rose stiffly. "Had enough?" Steele asked. "I think so. I hope I haven't discouraged you. We can still play some more if you'd like." "What's the use?" Rafferty said hollowly. "I can't win. And at least this way I'll be on Aldebaran tomorrow when Walsh and his gunmen come looking for me." "What's that?" "Never mind." Rafferty turned away, scooping up his remaining chips. He cashed them in and shambled out the door, still unable fully to understand that for the first time in his life, he had met his master at the poker table. After Rafferty was gone, the impeccable usher came over to Steele, who was sitting patiently by the huge pile of chips. "You clean them out?" "Just about," Steele said. He had a little left to book passage with. "It looked bad for a while there. He was better than 100,000 ahead of you." "It took me some time to detect his playing patterns," the houseman said. "He was very, very good. He's the best player I've ever encountered." "But he couldn't beat you, Natch." "Hardly. Once I had penetrated his defenses, he was at my mercy." Steele rose, smiling blandly. "I took 9,200 credits from him. It's thirsty work. How about a drink?" "Sure thing," the impeccable man said. "I guess I can spare a drink for the best house operator this casino has." He took an oil can from his jacket and inserted it at the back of Steele's neck. The robot grinned happily at the lubrication. His soft photonic eyes beamed. "I enjoy playing poker," Steele said. "But someday you must enlarge my circuits so I can take part in Planet Pharaoh, too. It looks like a very interesting game." End of House Operator. Read by Paul Hampton.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.